Indigenous-led Our Knowledge, Our Way in Caring for Country shares information on how to best strengthen and share Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander knowledge in land and sea management. The best practice guidelines are the combined work of over 100 Indigenous contributors and are based on 23 case studies from across Australia, from the Torres Strait to Tasmania. Ricky Archer is the CEO of North Australian Indigenous Land and Sea Management Alliance, otherwise referred to as NAILSMA, which works with practitioners to improve livelihoods through training, economic development and environment and conservation management. The organisation is also a key partner in the development of Our Knowledge, Our Way, along with CSIRO and the Australian Committee for IUCN. Ricky says these guidelines draw on deep cultural and scientific knowledge.
Cultural knowledge systems have been around for thousands and thousands of years. We've been trying throughout 10 to 15 years to build stronger integration of cultural frameworks and guidelines into mainstream initiatives like research priorities and environment conservation practices. And we've been just looking to grow those opportunities and put them on appropriate platforms. So the National Environmental Science Program, through the North Australia Environment Resources Hub, gave us a perfect opportunity to do that. We partnered with some other key agencies in CSIRO and the Australian Committee for IUCN. But behind that is input from over 100 different organisations and individuals working in Indigenous communities, a part of Aboriginal organisations, engaging in broad land and sea management initiatives across the country.
For NAILSMA, was that leaning further into those relationships that you'd already established?
We see this as a good opportunity to build on that, and I think there's also an exposure that we've always been looking for, and I think this is the perfect platform for it in terms of a Commonwealth initiative and at a national scale. We're really seeing it as a good chance to take some of the work we've done, highlight the importance of those cultural knowledge systems and frameworks that have been in place and continue to be in place, but also to place greater importance and value back onto those Indigenous land and sea managers and practitioners at an on-ground level to give some better exposure of the work they're doing and how valuable it is. And putting that out there to the broader public and the community is a great opportunity.
Have you got any examples that highlighted the success of this program?
One of the things I always like to highlight is what we've learnt through that shared knowledge around Indigenous fire management and looking at, you know, these contemporary opportunities that take into account, you know, economic opportunities, and where we've found a mix of sciences or knowledge systems that have led to something like the savannah burning industry, you know, where groups are engaging in traditional fire management practices with a mix of contemporary management practices that is leading to both, you know, cultural environmental management but also economic opportunities through carbon farming, where we've seen, you know, Western knowledge, science and traditional and cultural knowledge, science and systems integrate for an aligned purpose and ensuring that there's still those strong cultural outputs at the forefront. Also in this day and age when groups and practitioners are continually fighting and looking for renewed funding and longevity of projects, it gives that extra economic incentive to be able to do that.
Would you like to see this adopted and taught within universities and even touched on throughout schools?
I believe there's an opportunity to adapt this and look at, you know, what would work in an education environment. I think the more exposure given to how we place importance on cultural knowledge and cultural knowledge systems is always going to be a priority for me. So I think we just have to take things slowly. There's always a risk that we could jump the gun or go too far ahead when you develop guidelines and things like this around Indigenous-led approaches and benchmarking. These guidelines have had strong Indigenous leadership and oversight from the start to finish. And if there were any ongoing opportunities the guidelines could present, we'd also want to make sure it's still Indigenous-led and has Indigenous oversight, you know, if that, you know, leads to learning opportunities or academic opportunities, as long as it came from that broader, you know, Indigenous leadership as part of the project, it's something we'd definitely support as well.
Ricky Archer, CEO of NAILSMA.